Hello and welcome to the Daily Phys Ed podcast for Wednesday, the 25th of April. My name is Nathan Horn from iphysed.com, and this is the Daily Phys Ed podcast, the daily physical education podcast where I share with you reflections on my teaching practice, tips, techniques, strategies, technology, tools, and all other things physical education. Thank you for joining me for another day. As I mentioned yesterday, today I did not have a lot of classes due to a grade 12 graduation ceremony that took place during the middle of the day, which is when I would normally have my classes on day 8 on our 8-day schedule. So day 8, I don't have any classes in the morning. I have two classes in the middle of the day and then one or two in the afternoon. So the middle of the day, I didn't have those two grade 5 classes because I was in the assembly. That being said, and reflecting on that assembly, it was a new assembly for the school. I'm obviously new to the school this year, but they haven't held this graduation assembly before. They do have the convocation ceremony, which will take place towards the end of May after the grade 12 students have finished their exams, but they're about to start their exams. Today was the last day that they were required to attend classes and be in uniform. So that was the reason that we were celebrating and wishing them well for their exams. It was a fantastic ceremony, lots of teachers coming up and speaking about their memories of the kids, especially those students who have gone all the way from kindergarten to grade 12 at the school, or the lifers. So the overwhelming theme and the overwhelming feeling from that whole assembly today was the idea of community and family, as well as the journey, especially for those students who were lifers. When I think about Metta Ridge School, it is the word that jumps to mind, community. It's a real community feel. Everybody is very much on the same page in terms of developing that community and being kind and caring and aiming to live well, which is the mission of the school, and to live well with others, for others, in a just community. So that got me thinking a little bit today about the idea of community, but also the idea of journey. Now, these students have journeyed from kindergarten all the way to grade 12. They spent 13 years in the school, some of them even 14 years if they were in the junior kindergarten program. And I was thinking about that from a physical education perspective, and the idea that when these students arrived at the school and entered the gymnasium, the skills, the knowledge, the attitudes, the understandings that they had about physical activity, sport, physical literacy, were just beginning. And that they went on this journey through our institution, through our gym, through our physical education program, to develop into, hopefully, active young adults who are ready to go out into the world make some choices, not only about their futures, but about their future of physical activity and the way that they're going to choose to continue to be active without those structures in place of having to turn up to a physical education class. So I hope that by the end of that, if they've experienced the K-12 program, they will have developed those understandings and knowledge and skills and habits to want to be physically active and feel confident being physically active. So it got me thinking about our program and starting to maybe the need to reflect upon the program for, you know, if you are a student who has entered the school in grade in kindergarten and gone through to grade 12, what does your physical education experience look like? What sort of things have you done? Has it been a coherent journey? Has there been, those building blocks along the way, scaffolding to help you to be able to develop all of those knowledge, skills, attitudes, and understandings that we want you to develop as you go through that physical literacy journey? So I think it's sort of piqued my interest a little bit in looking at that vertical scope and sequence. What do we teach at each grade level? What is our focus at each grade level? Is there a clear path that feeds through our entire PE program, or are there areas or years or grade levels where there is discrepancy or maybe a disconnect between what's happening? And I think those pressure points are always going to come as students transition through the three programs of the school, whether that's the primary years program, the middle years program, or the diploma program. One thing we've been talking a little bit about as a department, through some of the requests of some of the students who will be coming up into grade 11 and 12 next year, is the idea of getting some sort of program or course offered for those students, because currently our physical education offering ends at grade 10. We do not offer any organized physical education classes for students once they're in grade 11 and 12. They have opportunity to join our athletic teams. However, if you're one of those students who isn't particularly athletic and have the time to join a team, you just want to be active and social and continue to have those experiences in a school setting, then really there's nothing for you. So that's something that we're looking at, maybe writing a proposal and taking it to the leadership team and seeing if there's some sort of like active for life or like social sports course that we can offer students in grade 11 and 12. Now, alongside that, another thing that we'd like to do is offer sports science, which is an IB diploma program course. And I think in the past there's been some reservations around offering that alongside biology and whether that will take students away from that biology class. But I think as the school's growing, we have a lot more students now. That might be something that we want to go down and explore that path. I think it would be a fantastic addition to our program. I know that I have some teachers in my department who are very excited about the possibility of teaching some sport science. So, that was sort of my thinking today. Like I said, I didn't have many classes, so I can't really reflect upon my classes, but that was my, I guess, my overwhelming reflection today was the idea of community and the idea of journey and how do we get our students from kindergarten to grade 12, making sure that they have all of the things that they need to be able to go out into the world and live a very active and fulfilled life and to live well with others, for others, in a just community. That's really, at the end of the day, what we're aiming to do, and hopefully the physical education program curriculum from K to 12 can help them to do that. So for today, I think that's about all for the Daily Phys Ed podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to me ramble today about that. Maybe it's piqued your interest to start thinking about the way that physical education is offered in your school or your setting, wherever you are, and the pathways that students have to become physically active as they leave school and graduate. So until tomorrow, my name's Nathan Horn from iphysed.com. This has been the Daily Phys Ed podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Phys Ed podcast.